So how do you see the catastrophe home interest plan proceeding? What are the major challenges here?
So I think the big challenges here, first the challenge is that we should need an overall legal system to support such an insurance system. We should have some state-regulated conditions and policies to guarantee such insurance will be ineffective. And second, we have to know that China is a country that with many catastrophes. In north or in south, we have so many catastrophes every year or even every month. How to cover all this catastrophe insurance, this is a big challenge for the people, for the government, because we have to enough budget or enough funds to support such insurance. This is a big market, but also a really big burden for government.
And you've mentioned we should set up a legal system. So do you think such insurance plan will be compulsory someday? Or if not, how can it benefit or cover most families in most places, as you've mentioned?
I think that this could be a compulsory. But if we want to benefit the most of the families, we have two sides, two points to be mentioned or to be paid attention. First is that all these insurance conditions terms should be agreed and granted by the people voluntarily. That means that such insurance is not obligated, legally obligated, that every family or each family has to be insured. This is, I think, we should have such a so-called the free choice by the people, by all the families. And the second, if the family insures all these terms and conditions in the catastrophe insurance plan, I think the insurance company should be very transparent. They should not give any confused wordings in the conditions and the contracts to guarantee the people's interest.
Is there any similar cases in other countries?
I think that we can learn a lot from Japan, because Japan also issued such a catastrophe insurance in the contract basis in the past two decades. I think because Japan is a frequent earthquake area, so they have suffered a lot of losses in the earthquake. But the insurance plan is very adequate, very well improved in the past decades. So I think we should learn a lot how to have legal system, legal support such an insurance company. Because the insurance companies is no more in commercial side. We should not try to make big profits or money from such insurance. I think the Ministry of Finance also will give a fund, special funds to support this insurance plan. I think this is a good signal to the people that the government will guarantee the bottom line, that because we have to should have to double securities, the double insurance. That means government will give you a guarantee that ensure the bottom line, these anxieties of the people they may have.